Yes. Welcome back. It's exciting. It's in prime time tonight, sort of.
It's prime time as we get.
That's right. This hour is as prime time as we get. Reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric. Your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. I can barely hear the music. It is there, right?
Okay, yes.
All right, good. All right. Last time around, August 8th, yourself and Sal, I believe, with Zach.
That's right. Yeah. You know,
B minus on the writing, I would say. You just sort of, you slanted right a little bit there, but
yeah,
not bad.
It got late. I tried. I said this even on the air. I tried to match your writing so that it would look the same, because I don't write the same as you, so it took effort, and that's why I probably trailed to the right. I just wasn't I was trying to do too much
with your C. You do that little line at the start, at the beginning, with the C down and then around rather than just around. You have that little that line. Is there a name for that, the little hook on your C?
Chris is the name for it.
We'll try to tighten things up. Clearly, that's my mission here, isn't it, so far, listening to the last 3 minutes? Reverse AFC Power Rankings, 16.
I'm going to go Indianapolis.
You know, Indianapolis.
just
stop.
Cut it out, Indianapolis.
I was surprised.
Starter
today.
For the whole season, by
that's
the way?
That's the worst part.
What are we even doing here? I mean, what are you doing here? How bad must Anthony Richardson be at everything?
I know.
Talking, communicating, like just being, what? Is he just non-functional human being? I don't understand it.
I shouldn't have wavered the whole time. The guy's key word, this coach, Steichen, was consistency. That's what he wanted. Even if that means consistently mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's the same, he wants it. And today, when he made the announcement, he said that very thing. I told you guys, consistency. And that's why we're doing this. And, you know, that's just absolutely backwards. A team like that, I saw today, he's started 69 games. Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do we need to figure out? And, you know, you want consistency so you can go 6-11 or something? Like, where does that get you? You have to shoot for the upside, I think. But, you know, right away you got to maybe off the field, and that's been part of the Richardson story too, just, you know, and on the field, but just like strange behavior or whatever it is. I don't want to be wrong there. It's just you're saying, does there have to be something? And maybe there does. But He made one throw in their last game that was unbelievably good to Mitchell. Yeah, well, he didn't do it every time, so he was inconsistent, I guess. Too inconsistent.
Warren Sharp did go pretty long today on, like, have you watched the guy play? Like, yes, the splash plays are there, but, like, he's of guys that have attempted X amount of passes or whatever over some sample size that fits Richardson, he's like last in everything.
I know. Yeah.
The problem is that it's Daniel Jones. I think more so than I can understand them losing faith in Richardson. And I've always, ever since last year, I always make the point. I'm sorry to be such a broken record about it, but I think it has to be a part of it. Otherwise, I think they would keep trying to get him to be more consistent. But they have given up because I think they just don't think he knows how to do enough of the things you need to know how to do. Just, you know, overall, the guy just doesn't get it.
Well, it's a terrible process because you had to expect this to be at least probable from the beginning. He started 15 games only and they're done. I mean, he very rarely played even in college. That was the whole The thing about him was you got to be patient, and they've been anything but. So they deserve what they get. Plus, the owner died, and this is one where you might want ownership to be your beacon here. Like this, we did this. if you don't want to start him, I'll get somebody who will. Like this is the project. And to end up here instead, well, they're first in the power rankings for a reason.
Yep.
16.
Never going to be able to take that away from them, at least for this week.
At least for this week. 15. Cleveland.
Yeah, why don't we just keep the vibes going with the, like, what are you doing exactly at quarterback thing?
Flacco, they announced.
Right. And keeping all four of them, apparently. I just don't understand keeping Kenny Pickett on the roster. I don't understand it at all.
Is there... I feel like this came up yesterday, maybe off the air. Zach, you and I, and Nate talked about it, I think. Is there some reason they would say that, hoping that somebody out there is going to need a guy and they'll give them something for Kenny Pickett? I mean, I just can't fathom keeping all four of them either. I really don't get it.
Yeah, that would seem possible. I don't know if you need to make the comment, but it would seem possible. It's always seemed possible to me that somebody would want him for nothing, for a backup role.
Right, a seventh or just whatever.
Same with Winston in New York, and they're saying the same thing about him, that he's staying.
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Okay, the kids look good.
Yes, that's true there. Jackson Dart.
So, you know, Flacco is not Daniel Jones. Like, the ceiling can be higher there with Flacco, but...
The floor is lower.
The floor is lower.
I mean, there are some bad turnover games, you know, coming.
Yep.
14.
I'm going to go Tennessee. I just don't think there's enough there. The reviews on Ward have been decent. Have they been decent?
Yeah, I think so.
Did he get into a second fight at a training camp practice, or was it just the one?
I only know about a mix-up with Justin Simmons. Is it, do I have the name right? Defensive tackle. Jeffrey Simmons.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. That sounds it. Right. That's it.
There's a safety named Justin Simmons.
Yeah. I think he's maybe still available. That's another thing that came up
yesterday. Must be terrible, then.
Anyway, right. So I don't know if there was a second. I saw a reference to a situation with that. But really, what even if he is decent, what are they going to do this year? 5 wins? I mean, he's not going to be C.J. Stroud.
Well, what is the ceiling? Washington last year is the ceiling. If he's good, does he have to be amazing? Like Daniels was closer to amazing, I guess.
Yeah.
But a rookie quarterback season where he turns everything around is possible. I mean, obviously, you know, the expectations for him are not as lofty.
Right.
But still, first overall pick. I think, you know.
That would be, you're not saying necessarily, that would be stunning to me. Like Daniels was just, to me, head and shoulders, prospect-wise, expectation-wise, a much better prospect than Ward. But
all they did, though, was put a rookie in who wasn't everybody's fit. Athletically amazing, but I think of Davis Maddox saying, why does every hit he takes look like he was in a ski accident?
Right.
Like, you know,
it was a Wile E. Coyote thing there, yeah.
What did I just get done saying on Richardson? Like, it was going to be maybe some sort of growth process. And nobody really liked Dan Quinn, found that all very exciting, or Kingsbury, and they won 12 games. I might find a way to bet Tennessee in that division because I don't like anybody. That'd be a pretty good price. I don't want to pick them here either. You have, I'll say, Dolphins.
I'm going Tennessee here.
All right. 13.
I will go Dolphins with you.
Let's go. The team in the AFC East I'd least want to be is Miami. 12.
I agree with that, and I hate the Jets, but at least the Jets are, you know, starting over. Like, I think the Dolphins are preparing to start over.
Yeah, the Jets are where the Dolphins will be next year.
That is the NFL Films.
That's it. That
is the NFL Films title for the season, the 2025 season, Miami Dolphins, preparing to start over.
Yeah. I have screen grabs of maybe like 20 of those in my phone. I never know where to find them. But sometimes, like, I think of that and I want to just sort of tweet one of these pictures.
Right.
Because some of them are so funny. 12.
The Jets.
Fine.
Yeah, sure.
I'm avoiding the Raiders. 11. Can we pick Indianapolis again? No.
I think I'm going to have to pick the Raiders now.
Jacksonville.
Raiders.
It's dumb because it's the preseason. It's only the beginning. But my friend Louis was over on Saturday for a big draft. And we started with tight end premium. We started with Bowers at 103, which is about where that's about the range. I mean, that's not a reach. And we get around to 4 o'clock. And the first play of that game, maybe, or at least Raiders offensive play, you see it, was Geno Smith just sort of a long fade to Bowers, who's got a corner on him up the right sideline. He just jumps right over this guy, mosses him almost, you know, and just sort of brings the ball down.
I did see this. I saw a couple highlights from this game. I saw Genty, like, hospitalize that guy.
He had a run.
He just murdered that guy on the hash marks. Just bam.
I don't think they're probably very good, but there's just sort of some excitement about them.
Yeah.
Raiders at 11, 10.
I would go six. New England.
I'm New England as well.
Okay. 9, Jacksonville?
Sure. Yeah.
8,
Steelers? Yeah, Steelers. I might have argued for Steelers out of Jacksonville.
Yeah, I forgot
the Steelers were there.
Going through that wide receiver 2 room is a journey. They have just nobody there.
Gabe Davis, baby. Although he's completed his visit. I saw reference to that, so I don't know if that means he's left without signing a contract, but the sounds maybe like that. The visit's complete.
Yep. 7. Texans?
No objection to that.
What did the Chargers do that made me mad?
Oh, wait. No, I wanted the Steelers.
We got them at 8.
Oh, we did. Okay, I'm sorry.
What did the Chargers just do?
I was in the room. I don't know what happened there.
Was it the drop by Quentin Jefferson? He got hurt on that play.
Johnson?
Too.
No.
Quentin Johnson, yes.
No.
God, he got helmet to helmet, flag, no nothing. He got wrecked. That was brutal.
I forget. Something.
Being the Chargers, that's fine.
Yep.
Chargers at 6?
Sure.
Or someone else? L.A.?
Yeah, no, I'm good with them there.
I'm realizing I don't know what happened in a lot of Week 2 preseason games. I didn't watch very much. I watched a lot in Week 1, not very much in Week 2. And I don't have the lacrosse tournament excuse.
Mm.
There wasn't one.
You have a life.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
This is good for your mental health.
That was it.
Not doing too much.
I hiked Gore Mountain. That's why I didn't watch the preseason this weekend. That's what I was doing. I forgot. I was touching grass. 5.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, I think so. Getting tight over here with the writing.
This is a shot, I think.
No!
My right drift?
We're a team. Right drift.
Right drift.
Yes, you check the tires on this power ranking sheet. 4.
Denver.
I mean, how do you not?
Right.
I really want this to line up. It's not going to happen. It's going to be close. 3.
I'm gonna say Bills.
Sorry.
Sorry.
You started the talk, and then I
it's fine.
Jumped the line.
It's the same, you know. I don't hear Baltimore and Kansas City talking today. Granted, I think we would have seen it if Andy Reid were sitting there going, I'm not sure who my starting blah blah blah, blah is going to be. I think we'd hear about it, and so the Bills should get dinged for, you know, not having everything lined up here. And it's not even really – well, it is injury. It's not like somebody's out, but he has been out. Bishop has been out. But you know, probably, I want to thank him for that.
If the Chiefs did – they probably have some roster dilemma. I'm not sure I would know about it. I was hiking Gore Mountain on Saturday. Feeling like if the Chiefs made some sort of comment today, I wouldn't hear it. I wouldn't find out. Maybe I was right. 2.
I'm going to say Baltimore.
Kansas City.
All right, it might be one of those weeks where we remember that Kansas City wins the conference every year.
Yeah, that's where I'm. Baltimore. That's where I'm at. Yeah,
I really wanted Baltimore too. So because one means only two letters, and I need the space. Chiefs
again
at one.
With the boy.
I don't mean for you to take that personally. I hope you don't. See, we get
how
it back
else am I
bit?
Supposed to take it?
Good question. I don't know. Is there another way? Help, quick, tell me.
I don't think so. Yeah.
There's no other way?
If you hadn't screwed up the lines here, you'd have enough room to fit a three-letter team at the bottom, but I screwed it up.
Controversial reasoning there.
It's your fault for going to Gore Mountain all the time.
That's right. Headed there next.
But Gore Mountain's having a day.
Yeah, they are having a day.
Good for them.
You know, I won a bet on the Bills game, but I made a few bets at the same time. And is your app like this, where when you go to see the results of your bets, they're listed in the reverse order of when they were placed, not when the game happened? Like the most recent sporting event I bet on was Bills Bears, but it was like down the list because I bet that at the same time or right about the same time as other games that it happened earlier.
No, I'm pretty sure mine go in the order that they're settled.
Okay, that's better.
But it's often, you know, it's four games at once.
Yeah.
So, but as soon as, like, one piece of it loses, it's in there as settled. Like, you lost.
Yeah, you do parlays.
Right.
And I don't.
Right.
But I'm just like, where I saw it in the balance, but I didn't see it on the scroll down.
Yeah. They hid it from you.
Just doesn't really make sense that that would be the order, right?
Right, yeah.
That's a different app. It's not FanDuel in this case.
Well, there's your problem.
That might be right. The Blue Jays are in Pittsburgh tonight. Hopefully it's not raining it is here.
And didn't look. Yeah, I don't know.
That'll be a game we can watch. We get the Pirates these days.
Yeah, the Pirates are on the Fubo, so yeah.
Good.
There's a game on Apple TV tonight, too. Who are the Phillies playing?
No idea.
Phillies and Mariners, it is.
Oh, throw out the record books.
They've never played before.
Phillies and Mariners. I've never thought about them together.
Because they've never played.
I've never thought about the Phillies and Mariners. Have they ever made a trade? I can't think of any sort of commonality between the Phillies and the Mariners, but they probably exist. Sal was on earlier. He would know. We talked to him about today's Bills practice and some interesting roster stuff. Couldn't have done better there to discuss, as we did with Sal Capaccio. That's next here on WGR.